In 1 week, Australia will become the first country in the world to ban under-16s from having social media accounts. With one law, we can protect Generation Alpha from being sucked into purgatory by predatory algorithms described by the man who created the feature as behavioural cocaine. Through one reform, more kids will have their time back to learn an instrument or a language or walk their dog or master a torpedo punt or the perfect lob pass. Teenage addiction was not a bug, it was a design feature. And on 10 December, there are going to be withdrawal symptoms. Teenagers will be upset, some will fight to get back on, some will manage to find their way around the tech and keep their accounts. But I truly believe the short-term discomfort will be worth the long-term benefits. Information gathering and enforcement powers lay with the eSafety Commission. But what you can expect on 11 December is that eSafety will send notices to the 10 platforms we have named in our dynamic list. These notices will seek evidence, including how many underage accounts they had on 9 December before the law started and on 11 December after the law started. Those platforms will have time to reply before the next round of information requests are sent out, asking for updated numbers every month for 6 months. The government recognises that age assurance may require several days or weeks to complete fairly and accurately. However, if eSafety identifies systemic breaches of the law, the platforms will face fines of up to $49.5 million. Regulation and cultural change take time. Take patience. This law is world-leading, and countries around the world are taking our lead. Most parents, carers, and teachers that I talk to do not expect perfection. But what they do say to me is, thank you for trying, and do not back down. Increasing the minimum age to have a social media account is not a cure, but it is a treatment plan. And this is not set and forget. We can't be static in dynamic environments because the tech sure isn't. eSafety will watch and respond to migratory patterns. I'm going to level with you. I find it outright weird that YouTube is always at pains to remind us all how unsafe their platform is in a logged out state. And if YouTube even this morning is reminding us all that it is not safe and that there is content not appropriate for age-restricted users on their website, then that is a problem that YouTube needs to fix.